similar traps of different antennas. So, if it's the same trap, you're in business. Well, I'll have to look to see which trap I have. And then I can measure mine and compare it against yours. That's another thing. So, I never used it. So, let me give it to George, and we'll go from there. Again, George, W8CDF.
KD2FRU Mobile, want to make a call. K2KNB, are you there? No contact. Yeah, like we were discussing about a month ago, one or both of the traps is not being capacitive. So it's passing frequencies a faulty upper 13. So that's why you're not resonating on 20 easily. And I thought you were going to actually just try and put up the 20-meter element. And to answer your question, yeah, put it up, because your testing system is not all that pure to isolate an easy trouble there. You know, I think you were using two different tuners, one more wide range than the other. And, yeah, put it up.
Okay. Hey, Andy, if you've got a pair of these 20-meter traps, you're my best friend for life, if you're not already. You fixed my Big Bang clock, and you didn't touch it. But you're really good at what you do. Listen, it's the 20, you're right, it's a beige colored antenna with two eye hooks on either end, stainless steel, of course, and I don't know what, I can get the number off the B&W website. I have all the documentation, paperwork, instructions, call it what the owner's manual, whatever you call it. That, I've had this thing for 40 years, I do it in my sleep. But I can't build traps the way they do. So let me know. Look for it. I'll come get it. It's available. Just even to test it on the antenna and see if it's... I'm sure it'll make a difference. If I did make... I disconnected both traps, and of course the antenna tunes perfectly. It's a little long, but that's not a problem. And I built a separate 20-meter standalone dipole, and it tunes well, too. Over to you, Andy.
All right, very good. Let me just go something. I'm just looking at something here. Yeah, let me see what traps I do have. I don't remember the frequency that's stamped on the trap, but I know it is mentioned on the trap itself. If it's 20 meters or 75 meters or what have you. I'm not going to look to see, but I know I have at least two or three traps. Okay. Very good. I'll get back to you on that. All right, I'm going to, what am I going to do here? Oh, I want to do some testing, so you guys continue, George and Jay. And I'm going to, figure some things over here. So, because I moved things around yesterday, I didn't get a chance to move it back. So, George, back to you, W82CDL, and I'll be listening, and Jay, I'll get back to you shortly.
All right. Just give me a time when I can call you, if that's okay with you. I have your cell number.
Yeah, I have your number, too. I'll give you a call.
Great, thank you. George, pick it up.
82FRU Mobile. And I'm trying to reach Richie, K2KNB. Are you out there? Yeah, Jay, I thought you would have achieved that to make sure that there was nothing wrong with your center feed and the wire itself when you were going to open it up at the first set of tracks. Well, and like we discussed, the reason why you're having that difference between the tuners is that one or both of those traps is not killing the frequency above 20 meters. So it's passing it through. Generally, it should be somewhere around 13.7, 13.8. anything above that should be blocked. But either way, you're going to have to get it up if you're going to do that testing. Or hook up with Andy and see what he's got. Over to you, Jay.
I have a 1.5 going with the antenna about 10 feet off the ground, 12 feet off the ground, at 14.18. I'm looking for 14.275, but I'm getting 15 at this point. I did take one trap off, the one I thought was bad. It still was SWR over 3 to 1. But yesterday I just took the second trap off, and it's fine. So I don't know which trap it is. If the trap is good, would it matter if one is on and one is off?
Well, absolutely. Then you won't have a dipole for frequencies above, let's say, around 14 megahertz. It wouldn't be a dipole. If the trap was not being capacitive, that first set of traps, which cuts you off at 20 meters, pass. Sorry about that. Well, if that first set of traps was not being capacitive, meaning one leg, well, then you don't have a dipole.
No. What I'm asking, maybe I'm asking the wrong question, but to leave one trap off on, and if it's working, it shouldn't matter, and leave one trap out of the center.
Yes, but you wouldn't have legs that are the same. If you're trapping one leg, it would be electrically a different length, because one would be capacitive and therefore be acting as a shorter antenna above 14 megahertz.
I understand that. I forgot to mention, I'm just looking at 20 meters. All I want to do is put one trap on, one trap off, leave one trap off, because that's what I originally did. And it was a 3 to 1, and then I took the second trap off, maybe the bad one, the one I didn't suspect was bad, but right now I have them both off.
Are you resonating with both off?
I said that I got a 1.5 to 1 at the low end of the band, but that's a lot better than 3 to 1 across the whole band.
Like the first trap that you took off is the culprit. Steve, take it.
Not sure. I'm going to do it again. I'll put the one I thought was bad on and leave the one that is currently off that I thought was good. I'll leave it off and see if that changes. Then at least I'll know which one. Hopefully Andy has two of them and I'll have a spare or at least one that works that replaces the one that doesn't. Chad, Steve.
Oh, hi, Jay. Just looking for Lou to see if he's here. NY2H, WB2ZS.
Somebody just call me?
Yes. Okay. I paid for it, now I gotta go pick it up.
You're picking it up, and what's your ETA to Hop Hog?
That depends on how long it takes them to give it to me and run me around when I get there.
All right, let me put it this way. How much time do I have?
I would say minimally an hour.
I have an hour. Okay, very good. NY2H clear.
Yeah, because I'll get to the place in 20 minutes, take them a couple of minutes to get it, and then head out that way. WB2CSC. I'll be in Jay's neighborhood.
KKKMB, just blew on a quick one. Your email did come through, KKKMB.
I'm obviously got to close the window. What did you say, Ruth?
Right, I'm trying to do three things at one time. Lou had sent out a test email and it took a while to show up.
Okay. NY2H.
Richie, KD2FRU Mobile.
Yeah, I got you now, George. You didn't want to wait for three rings?
No. You were keying up, so I figured that was even quicker. I didn't want to disturb your QSO there. This has been a real trip. Total bumper to bumper throughout Queens. I reached Creedmoor. It started moving. Now we are absolutely 100% stopped near Meadowbrook because it's raining so hard. We're crawling maybe 5 miles an hour. Pouring.
Well, I'm glad I left that area.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, well, I guess that's not you parked in front of my house there.
Oh, no, I'm just passing, I'm approaching the Meadowbrook right now, and it's starting to move again. We're doing about 20. The rain was just so hard, we stopped and then went to a crawl. 82FRU Mobile.
Rich, I did not get any of those emails.
You didn't get, well, you know what, Lou, I didn't send one out of technical, but I did get yours.
I didn't even get mine yet, so mine's not working yet.
Well, I did notice that sometimes when you send an email, you don't, when you send an email and you're one of the ones on the list, it doesn't always show up. If I send it from another device, I might see, I don't know, gets confusing, but I know sometimes if you're sending an email yourself, it doesn't show up.
All right, I'll send it from my other email account, see what happens. Good morning, George. MI2H clear.
Good morning, Lou, and 73 on the clear. Rich, I'm moving again, and about getting on to Northern State East.
All right, let me go. I've got to do something else, but I'm here. Be in a bit, in case you can be.
10, 12 minutes. KD2FRU Mobile.
All right, I'm going to make a test. WA2CDL. So, let's see. Want to look at something. Test 1234. Switching to a different antenna. Okay, there's one. Let's try this one. I know I'm talking to myself. Okay. WA2CDL, just testing.
You know, that was disgusting the second time around.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know that was disgusting the second time you keyed KD2FRU Mobile.
Oh, it was? Well, I didn't know. I couldn't tell.
Or I got some interference, because right now you're good. I just went into a big static blast.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You probably got some interference. I'm trying another antenna, which I'm switching with my coax switch, and I'm going to switch it again, and let's see. Okay, yeah, so that's weaker, and this one, now this antenna should be stronger. Let's just see. Okay, stronger. Now I can turn my beam. Okay, now it's gone, and now it's coming back. Okay, all right. I just wanted to make a test. WA2CDL.
Stronger, yet milder.
I have to label, I have three separate coax switches, and I have to label them because I forget which one does what, the way I have this configured. Right now, let's see, on 2 meters... Well, I gotta see what I'm set up on.
Let me just sneak in here for a second. K2KMV, WDTCSA.
Yes, I'm still listening.
I just forwarded something to you.
Now hold on a second, I'm looking.
Steve, can I give you a quick phone call?
Yeah, just let me finish with Richie first. I just want to make sure he got that.
Yeah, I just gotta have to scroll down to the bottom. That's the sidearm.
Yeah, that's my receipt, so you can appropriately forward it.
All right, I'll get it over to Gary. He's working today, but I'll get it over to him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going over to pick it up right now, and then I gotta meet Lou, and we're gonna put it with the antenna.
I'm gonna go back to my son. I'll catch you later. KKND.
82FRU Mobile.
Well, goodbye, George. Andy, yeah, give me a call. WDCZF.
I shall. WDCZF.
Pouring so hard. Rush Hollow Road. Well, right now I can call it Brush Density Road.
That's to be an easier way for you to get out here, George. So where are you now, by Brush Hollow Road?
Not just being an easier way. I mean, this is all up to these heavy downpours. This is the third one where the highway actually stops, and then we start crawling again at 5 miles per mile. Right now, we're up to about 25 again.
We have had no rain here yet, so I guess you're bringing it with you.
Yeah, the horizon at the east is clear.
So maybe you should stop where you are and not bring it any further.
106, 107, I'm passing. I got to be left in 10 minutes.
All right. Let me just finish up something and I'll see you in a bit. KCKND.
I got you out there, George. 82FRU Mobile, clear.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2EAV. Turns out I was misinformed.
You? Misinformed? About what?
I think you were still on frequency when I said, they said if you get the car here at 11, we'll have that tire on in 20 minutes. I believe it was you who expressed doubt. Turned out to be 40. The problem was, as I was about to leave, my friend Brian, non-ham, called, and I was on the phone with him for half an hour, so I really blew my 20-minute deadline.
Oops.
So Andy isn't around to ask me his questions about paperwork.
I'm sorry, about what?
It's a silly military name for what I believe is a UHF radar that looks out to sea over the Atlantic. And I believe it's on a shared basis with the ham 440 megahertz band, and sometimes there is interference, and the law is they get priority.
Oh, yeah, the over-the-horizon radar. It's on UHF, low UHF. Used to be a station further out on the island. I haven't heard it in years, although it may still be there. And it used to creep up to the 440 section, which is why I knew about it. And maybe the reason I haven't heard it in years is maybe they corrected that part of it.
Well, I have a question for Andy. Over-the-horizon radar is, for obvious reasons, any ham, HF. A 440 megahertz is not over the horizon, but it is the classic air search radar within line of sight. Apparently, airplane fuselages just love that band. They just proudly reflect RF no matter how much you try to make them stop.
Well, there you go. Anyway, actually, I'm surprised you don't remember it. I know Roger used to have a big problem with it when he was running the UHF repeater out of his house. Years and years ago, when we were all single.
I'm not sure Roger was single then, but that's irrelevant now. No. I remember my first job. One of the projects I worked on was, turned out to be the classic Navy air search radar, the SPS-40B. And we had one in the building with an antenna on, like, only a 30, 40-foot high tower behind the building. And every once in a while, they would have to run a live radiating power test. And it would get into the PA system in the building. And it was a very unique and interesting sound. And if you knew what to listen for, you could actually hear the antenna pattern by the amplitude of the annoying buzz in the PA system.
Yeah, I do have a vague idea of what you're talking about. Was that when you were working up in Huntington or down in Farmingdale?
None of the above. This was before I knew you. I mean, I had a ham license, but I wasn't really active the 4 years I worked for that place. It was in Melville. You know where Estee Lauder is? It's like an industrial park in that area. It's one of the buildings. I actually went by there recently. It's still there, but it's been through, like, you know, four or five different owners since then.
Yeah, or occupants, depending on how they do things. But yes, I know where Estee Lauder is.
But the good news was, back in those days, it was on Maxis and Melville Park Drive on the corner. But, like, on three sides, there was McGovern Sod Farms. So putting a radar antenna on a 40-foot pedestal behind the building didn't cause the chaos that it normally would.
Yeah, I got you. Let me just see if Lou is back yet, since I'm getting relatively close. And Y2H, WB2ZSC. You still around? You around yet? Must still be otherwise occupied.
Yeah, but I'll never forget that sound. It was kind of like, you're sitting there minding your own business, and about every 10 seconds, wow.
Yep, I understand. Ah, here we go. We should probably get into the right lane.
You know, something of tremendous significance about that. I had an occupational deferment that kept me out of vice tatties. And basically, I worked on two parts of the then state-of-the-art new defense against cruise missiles, which were new then. There was the SPS-40B search radar with what would have been called, but nobody would know what they were talking about at the time, the cruise missile detection, low-flying cruise missile detection mode, and the SPS-40B, which was upgraded for shooting down incoming cruise missiles. I think I earned my keep on my deferment.
Oh, ain't life grand. Ah, wait a second. I remember this place. Anyway, I'm just out near where I normally get my license renewed in Yapang.
You mean motor vehicles?
No, my other license.
Ah, sure, so, old man. Gotcha. Hey, I have about half a dozen different licenses running from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Ain't life grand.
I am pretty sure I have the exact same license you're referring to, and a PE license that I'm pretty sure you don't have. Of course, the driver's license. It's not really a license, but I do have a certification to teach marksmanship to Boy Scouts, so you see it. And I'm sure it may have another one in there I just can't think of right now.
Yeah, got plenty of expired stuff, too.
Yes, that expired befalls all of us sooner or later.
Let's see, I guess I go straight.
All right, I'm just in the gas station. Let me top off the tank. You're going to be around in 5. I got a huge story about the word expired, but you got to be around to hear it.
Yeah, let me, I'll be here for a little bit. WB2ZSE. I gotta find Luke first.
WB2ESE.
MY2H, WB2ZSE.
Steve, you still there? WB2ESE.
Yes, I am.
So you're wanting my expired story?
Sure, why not? WB2ZSE.
Back when I was 14, summer I was 14, I lived on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And the summer I was 14, my friend Mike and I were looking to do something. You know, we were too old for stuff like camp, too young to work. And we found out, I don't know if you remember the old Junior Red Cross candy striper volunteers where the girls would work in a hospital helping out with some simple tasks wearing a peppermint colored outfit that there were no candy stripers. We found out they were taking boys and at our age specifically to work in the Manhattan Veterans Hospital, that was a relatively easy commute from where we lived, and we took them up on it. And they gave us a candy stripe t-shirt. So we wore regular pants and their t-shirt with the candy stripe pattern, that big thing says Junior Red Cross Volunteer. So far, so good?
Sounds like a great way to meet people.
Not really, because we were, they put us in the mailroom and the records department, which were actually co-located. So, you know, the two different departments were basically in the same place. And, you know, we didn't really meet the patients. We became very friendly, you know, with the guys who worked there full time, and they really appreciated us because, you know, we ended up, I mean, we both grew up to be successful adults, and at 14, it was obvious we were on that track, and I liked having intelligent upwards, and we did things, I mean, they all hated. The Veterans Hospital, like, every day, put out, like, a 2 or 3 page mimeogram newsletter, and it had to run off, like, 3,000 copies, and you spend a couple of hours by the mimeograph machine. They hated that. We loved it, so it was a match made in heaven. So far, so good.
I just got a phone call. Hang on.
Hang on.
Hi, I'm back. WB2ZSE.
Do I have to recap, or you're good?
No, I'm good. Intelligent people, working things, they like, they appreciate it. Mimeograph, I'm there.
Well, one day, I'm sitting there, I don't know, doing what I normally did, and the phone rings and nobody answers it, and I look up and look around, and for some reason I'm the only one there, and it's the records department phone. So I pick it up, say, hello, records department. And I hear, hi, this is Detective So-and-So, New York City Police Department. We're looking for, you know, John Doe, and he's not giving me a full description. You realize the Veterans Hospital is like LIJ on North Shore. So I say, hold on, hold on. Let me see if that name comes up in the inpatient file, which was literally a Rolodex. And I'm looking it up, and I say, no, there's no one inpatient by that name. Let me change the outpatient file, which, by the way, bore an uncanny resemblance to a then library card catalog. So far, so good?
Yeah, okay, I got you. Hold on, I gotta make a left here.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, I check the outpatient file, I find the card. And I said, ah, here it is. Yeah, there was a John Doe here, but he was discharged, let's see, yesterday. And then the color drains out of my face. It doesn't say discharged. It says expired. And I go, oh, I'm terribly sorry, I'm terribly sorry. You know, here I am, I'm a kid, I got it over my head, I blew it. I'm sorry he says he's expired. And then the ultimate comeback, expired? What's that? And I said, hey man, if he doesn't know, I'm going to have to break it to him. He's dead. I don't know why they were looking for him, but he was disappointed.
You got to love it. Okay. Hang on. I got to see where I can pull over here and wait for Lou.
That's right, I'm parked, and I promised the SYL I had the car back half an hour ago, so let me run in the house. You enjoy WB2EAV.
WB2ZFE.
WH2CDO.
Yeah, hi, Andy. Let me just see if Lou made it here. NY2H, WB2ZFE.
Yeah, NY2H, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Doing construction in this parking lot. It took me a long time to get out. I'm at, I'm almost at 112 and 347, so I'll shoot down 112 to 25 and I should be there in 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm by the car wash. Should I wait here or where should I go?
Yeah, wait there. Perfect.
Hit the street next to the car wash? Apparently not.
What was your question?
They said, is it the street next to the car wash? And then I realized that I'm looking at my map. It's probably not. It's probably the next traffic light just west of here.
You go to the right of the car wash. Stay on the right side of the car wash.
there. I'm not sure if that's really where I am. I'm just parked on the shoulder by it. It's closed right now. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm back. WB2ZS.
K2NIO, listening, 85.
K2KMD.
That's K2MD.
Yes, my name is Richie, located in Olbet Page.
Hey, Richie. My name is Phil, P-H-I-L, and I'm located in Glen Cove. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil, very good. Did you get hit with any rain there? My friend was driving out, got hit with a ton of rain, and we haven't had any here in Olbet Page.
A little bit of rain maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. Nothing particularly heavy. It might be drizzling a little bit now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, unless it's a really slow-moving storm. One of my friends called me from Massachusetts, Massachusetts-Rhode Island borderline, and he said they were inundated there, and they haven't had rain. They're in drought condition there. So they're hoping that will alleviate some of the problems.
What's your P2ZSE?
K2ZSE, I think that was. K2LIO.
Hey, Phil. Long time no see.
Okay. I'm going to have to be a little bit more specific and give me the call a little bit slower, Dad.
WB2ZSE. And I think the last time I spoke to you was probably the first year or two that I was licensed. WA2CDL is back.
Hey, WA2CDL, you take it.
Yes, I just wanted to tell Steve, 29 Osier Avenue was the address for Kramer, 29. Okay, that's actually something Phil might have known too. I found the catalog, believe it or not, 1976 catalog. Yeah, there you go. So, Phil, have you figured out who I am yet?
I'm working on it. It probably was in the late 70s or early 80s when I was very, very active with Limark on this repeater and very involved with the group. But I kind of broke away from the hobby for a while and got back a year or so ago and just kind of renewing all the acquaintances, I guess you could say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I knew you and your father from business. And you knew me because I worked for Jim Gansey at the time.
Okay, now it's coming back to me. Now I think I got it figured out. Are you still working or have you retired?
I am still working part-time. I am not in that business, but I am in a related business, sort of. Phil, your voice sounds familiar. This is Andy, CDL.
Hey, Andy. Well, you know, I was a fixture here on this repeater for many years, probably from the early 70s to the early 80s. But it's been a little while, and I got back on the air actually as a result of once we retired, we took a place down in the Caribbean, and I decided it might not be a bad idea to get back involved, so I started putting together a little bit of a station, which I have set up there. Right now, obviously, we're back in New York and will be until probably mid-October. But I added this Yaesu 818, which gives me 2-meter FM and a whole bunch of other stuff. And just using a whip antenna, but it seems to be getting the job done. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, I'll bite. What's your call, Phil? You sound familiar. We probably know each other.
Probably so. It's K2LIO.
Yes, your last name starts with a B, as a boy.
You got it. You got it. So now refresh my memory, Andy. Where do we know you from?
Yeah, and you have... Isn't there another member of your family that's also the last name? Yes, from Limark. I joined Limark in 1971 when I forget who was president at the time. Bob Chesky's. That's who it was. But I forget his call. It was a K call, if you remember him. And then after that was Harvey Hurwitz, WA2HYS. You probably remember them. And I know Mars, W2MDS, and K2LJH, K2KJH, and WA2ZBV, Ed Torres, and the list goes on and on and on.
Really? Well, Bob Chaskis was a very good friend of mine. I've kind of lost contact with him, but believe it or not, we were scouting together and then got involved in ham radio. Actually, I was president of Limark before Bob. So that would have been around 76 or something like that. And Bob followed me, I'm thinking around 78. I may not have the years exactly right, but something along those lines. But yeah, all those calls and everything that you just mentioned are very, very familiar. The other member of the family was my wife, Amy, who was WA2YQL and was also very active. But YWQ, okay, she just shouted out, it's W2YWQ. But she let her license lapse. Fortunately, I didn't. Every time it came up for renewal, I was able to renew it online and, you know, remain in the hobby, so to speak. And now I just play operating, as I said, down the Caribbean and have an ICOM 7300. And as I'm effort down there, but it's just to talk to some of the local guys. So, Steve, we kind of left you out of this, so why don't you pick it up?
Okay, actually, let me just look for Lou, because I don't know if I'm in the correct place or not, or if he's not making good time. Give me one second. NY2H, you here yet? WB2ZSE.
This is NY2H. No, I'm not. I'm making poor time. I'm passing the Home Depot on 25. I should be there shortly.
Okay, I'm across the street from the bicycle place. Is there more than one car wash around here? Because I thought I was where I was supposed to be.
You should park on the right side of the Spring Lake car wash.
Okay, I'm in their parking lot. Okay, anyway... yeah, hi, Phil. Sorry about that. I'm just waiting for Lou here. We're trying to get a few things together for a new site.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys carry on. I just wanted to see if anybody was around to say hello. I've got some chores that I've got to attend to. So it was good to talk, and Andy, very good to catch up. And it sounds to me like everybody, all the calls that you mentioned, I'm assuming, are still around, and I know all of them. So anyway, I'm going to sign. This is K2LIO, off and clear. Andy, you pick it up.
Brings back a lot of memories, Phil. No, unfortunately, most of the people that I mentioned, if not all of, have moved on, which happens. And I just turned 70 myself. The big 7-0. But always been in the hobby, and welcome back to Limark. It's great. It's good to hear an old call. And, you know, I can ramble off calls and keep doing that, but I'll keep the frequency clear so Lou and Steve can hook up because they're trying to meet. And catch you again. I'll give you a shout sometime. And we'll talk. Thanks, Phil. WA2CDL.
Roger, WA2CDL, K2LIO. 73s, I'm sure we'll catch up again and be able to reminisce, talk about the old times. And by the way, Last month I turned 80, so let me tell you, that scares the heck out of me. See you later. Bye-bye.
By the way, Phil. Yeah, Phil, if you're still here and you're out of the area, you can access the repeater through either Echo Link or IRLC.
Yeah, I'm slowly becoming familiar with some of these new concepts and the link repeaters and everything. And one of these days I'll figure that out and maybe surprise everybody. But for now, I'm actually a lot more active on the low band. But I do like to kind of keep my finger in as far as the VHF is concerned. 73s, guys. Catch you later.
Yeah, Phil, just one more thing. Another call that you're probably familiar with, and I think he's still around, although he's not on the air, is George Wiener, K2CQM. You probably remember him.
Yeah, the name is very familiar.
Okay, 73.
Take care, 73.
All right, Steve, catch you later, too. I'm going to go in and change to something more comfortable.
Hey, Andy?
Yes.
Pretty interesting. I just popped over to the link frequency because I was looking at something, and I can actually hear the link where I am parked.
Well, should that be unusual from where it, considering where it is?
You got to consider where I am also. I'm just a little bit surprised. Anyway, let me go. I'm just going to wait until Lou gets here. Listen to broadcast radio. WB2ZSE.
Oh, well, of course, it depends on which side you're listening to also, where it's coming from. Right, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, oh, there he is. I probably have to follow him. WB2ZSE.
See you later, WHCDO.
Oh, quick hello, Andy, WA2AAE.
Oh, Harvey, how are you? I haven't heard you in a long time either.
No, I really haven't been on, but I just heard your mellow tone, so I thought I would say hello and see how you're doing. Yeah, we're all getting old. I turned 79 this year, so ham radio has an older population, shall we say.
We're getting there, we're getting there. Wherever we're getting, it's there. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I've been around. I've always got something going on.
Oh, you have to, otherwise you get bored. So, excuse me. So, it's always good to have a couple of irons in the fire. You still working or have you retired?
I work part-time now. I've been doing that for a while. So the answer is yes, I'm still working, but part-time. So I got more time off than I work, which is good.
I remember you were commuting out to Jersey. I think it was Jersey. So, as long as it keeps you out of trouble. Otherwise, not much new here. Rainy day today, so it's a good day to sit in the house and play.
It was raining a little bit earlier. But lightly. We really haven't had much rain, as you know. Do need the rain, for sure. But maybe later on today, because they've been talking about showers. So, all right. Other than that, I'm in the middle of putting together HF Beam, which is partially together. I'm going to put that up. I'm going to try this to see how this works. I'm kind of curious about it. I picked it up a couple of years ago and never used it, and I'm gonna deploy it and see what happens.
Why not? If you have it, you might as well deploy it. Remember last time I spoke to you, you were having some tower issues. One of your towers would not come down or something.
Yeah, that's been fixed. In fact, on that tower, I got two towers. On that tower, I got a pair of 10-element 2-meter beams. And above that, I have a UHF beam, and above that, I have another VHF beam horizontally mounted. And above that, I have a vertical right now, so I got four antennas on that.
All right, well, I'm glad you got your problem fixed, because I know you were thinking about fixing it, and you finally got to it, which is good. Yeah, not much new here. And as I say, I haven't been on very much, either from the car or from the house. So we'll let you go. I know you wanted to go get some lunch or something. I just wanted to check in and say good afternoon to you.
Okay, very good. It was nice hearing Phil. I recognize the voice, but I forgot his call. I used to be a regular on the repeater back in the 70s. And it's nice to hear some people are still around, which is good.
I didn't remember him. I was listening. I was eavesdropping. I was mostly on in the morning crew. I don't think Phil may have been part of that.
It was a big morning crew, too, because everybody went to work when the industry was booming, so... You remember a guy, he was my neighbor when I lived in Merrick. His name was Irv. Irving. W2EAZ. Easy Alpha Zulu. Worked, I think, for a military company. Maybe he worked for Lambda. I think he worked for Lambda, who makes the power supplies, if I'm not mistaken. Remember that company? He was my neighbor, lived a few blocks away.
I certainly remember Irv. He used to be on as part of the morning group. And I don't know who he works for, but I know who Lambda is. I don't even know if Lambda is still in business or not.
You have to look it up to see. Yeah, I got a few of their supplies. They make good stuff. So, yeah. We had all those people in the industry when it was big.
Oh, it was a different world back then, WA2AAA. You know, you had all of these electronic companies on the island, some big, some little. Most of them are all gone. I still get together with some of the Sperry guys I used to work with. As a matter of fact, it's Tuesday we're getting together. So, you know, the world has changed as far as electronics goes on Long Island.
Oh, yeah, you don't have the manufacturing. Just like you said, that we used to have here, especially Grumman and all the things that Grumman did, but you had so many other companies, General Instrument and Norton Systems, and, you know, the list goes on and on, all the companies, Fairchild Cameras, Fairchild Republic. In fact, Ed Tilly used to work for Fairchild Cameras. In fact, I worked for them. I worked for Ed for a little while, too. I had a stint over there, so. Yep. Yeah, those are the days. But then again, you know, 20, 30 years from now, they'll say, these are the days. Things change.
Oh, that's a definite. Yeah, when I worked at Grubman, when I first got out of college, they had like 20,000 people in that place. And now they're down to a handful from what I understand. And when I started at Sperry, they had like 7,000 people, so 7,000 altogether. And I think now they're down to about 250, 260, something like that. So, and of course, they're now Lockheed. So, you know, most of the major companies all merged and whittled down from many to little.
There were a lot of hands that worked for Sperry. Sperry Rand. Including the president of the ARRL, Harry Daniels, W2HD, formerly W2TUK. I remember his call before he moved. I think he's still around, too.
I knew Harry. I run into him once in a while on the plant. He was at one end and I was at the other end. Yeah, I saw something in QST not too long ago where he celebrated some birthday and they showed a picture of him, I guess with a cake, and he was sitting in a wheelchair, so he's still around.
Ham radio does that. It keeps us alive. Because there's always something to do with the hobby.
Well, that's it. There's always something. And, you know, I'm always tinkering. You're always tinkering. And there's a lot of things to do, a lot of different aspects. We had a lightning hit here, as a matter of fact, about a month ago, which didn't hit the house directly, but it must have hit a power line near the house, and it took out some of the electronics. And my my G90 got hit, so I've got to go in there and fix that. It turned out there one of the Shucky power supply diodes went, even though the power supply, that power supply wasn't bothered. And then on my ICOM 751 that I have here, something is screwed up in the box circuitry, so I have to try to get in there and see if I can fix it.
Okay, yeah, power surge would do that for sure. All right, really good. I'm just sitting in the backyard. I went to work this morning, and then I came home rather quickly. Turns out I couldn't do the job anyway. So now I'm going to change, get myself into some more comfortable clothes, and then go have a bite to eat.
Looks like a good idea. Yeah, we just had lunch. My wife wants to go out and do some shopping or something, but we'll see if the rain holds off or not. All right, go enjoy, Andy. We'll catch you another time. I'm glad we were able to keep in touch with you. WA2CDL, WA2AAE mobile. Or not mobile, WA2AAE fixed. I'm so used to that.
Okay, very good. And summer's been an interesting summer as it winds down, getting closer to September. I had COVID last month, and I was going to say finally came down with COVID. I've been running around all over the place since COVID started, continually taking trains to work and everything, and finally got the latest variant, which is more contagious. So didn't last very long, but it hit quite hard when it did hit. And unfortunately, now dealing with some side effects which came up out of it, which I never had before, so. But they're mild, and eventually things will clear up. It's been crazy, this whole thing. See you later. Have a good time, Rob. We'll catch you. WHCDL.
Glad you're feeling better, Andy. Take care.
That's Wayne PG for Andy.